Welcome to this 10-minute guided meditation practice to promote resilience by using imagery of heart-centered gratitude. Gratitude practice can be used to promote a positive mood, hope, and resilience. As we experience positive emotions, such as gratitude, loving-kindness, and compassion, our awareness broadens, and our creativity and problem-solving capacities blossom, allowing us to become more effective in whatever we choose to do. To begin, find a safe, quiet place where you know you will not be disturbed. I will keep track of time for you and let you know when 10 minutes have elapsed. Sit upright in a comfortable, stable position where you feel fully supported and your back, neck, and head are straight. If this doesn't feel comfortable, you may choose to lie down flat on your back, maybe with some support under your knees. Make sure you'll be warm enough. You might want to get a sweater or a blanket if the room is cool. Loosen any restrictive clothing that might prevent you from breathing comfortably. Now, allow your eyes to gently close or maintain a soft focus. And then take a slow, deep breath to bring yourself into the present moment and begin the process of feeling more peaceful, more centered. Breathe into the belly so it expands as you breathe in, and notice how it gets smaller as you breathe out. Now, take a minute or two to just mentally scan your body for any areas where there is tightness, tension, or soreness, and breathe your warm, oxygen-filled breath into that or those areas. And as you breathe out, let the tension, stress, tightness release, breathing all of it out. Now, notice any worries, fear, anger, irritation, jealousy, or maybe even judgment. Just breathe into those emotions, noting them and allowing them to flow out as you breathe out. And another breath into any uncomfortable emotions. Breathing out, just letting them go. Now, any thoughts or memories, plans, associations, anything other than just being here, breathing. Just breathe into those thoughts, and as you breathe out, allow those thoughts to flow out with your breath. Now that our bodies, emotions, and thoughts are a little clearer, a bit more spacious and open, we can begin to focus on the events, experiences, people, pets, or possessions for which we feel grateful. First, recall that if you're listening to this recording, you already have several marvelous gifts. The gift of life itself, the most precious gift. Someone gave birth to you, Someone fed you as an infant, changed your diaper, clothed you, bathed you, taught you to speak and to understand. The gift of hearing, so you can hear and learn, whether it's the song of a bird, the notes of a band or orchestra, the songs of singing and voices, or simply the sound of your own breath flowing in and flowing out. And the gift of a heartbeat, steady, regular, moment after moment, pumping fresh, life-giving breath and blood to all of your organs. Now, think about all the things we have today that make our lives easier and more comfortable than they were for our great grandparents. We flip a switch and light appears. We turn a tap and clean, drinkable water flows. We adjust a thermostat and a room grows warmer or cooler. We have a roof to keep us dry when it rains, walls to keep out the cold wind, windows to let in the light, and screens to keep out insects. We enter a vehicle and it takes us wherever we want to go. We have access to machines that wash our clothes, and we have clothes to wear, places to store them. There are also machines that store our food at just the right temperature and help us cook it without us having to gather wood. We have indoor plumbing. We have public libraries that have thousands of books and recordings free for any one of us to borrow and read. We have schools, colleges and universities that can teach us to read and write, skills that were available to only the very few just a few hundred years ago. Now, take a moment to reflect on all the thousands of people who have worked hard, some without knowing you at all, to make your life easier and more pleasant. Some who plant, grow, and harvest your food. Some who transport that food to the market and supermarkets. A team of people who make the roads and railways that make it easier to transport the food. Another team who maintain those vehicles, and drivers, loaders, unloaders. All of those people who take the time to design the store, the shelves, the packaging, everything that keeps the food safe and allows you to find what you need. The postal service, someone who sorts the mail and others who deliver it. Those who maintain the servers so you can get and send email and access the internet. Those who design operations and systems for gathering, sorting and disposing of trash and recycling. Those people who gather news stories and photos, and those who create the many mechanisms by which the news can reach you. And all those people who play sports, create art or music, plays and poems or films to entertain and uplift you. And most of these are people you have never met or barely know. Now, consider the people and pets you know who enrich your life. Those who smile at you and cheer you up. Those family friends, acquaintances, colleagues and peers Those ancestors who work so you could live well. Those friends who support you when you need a shoulder or a hand. Who steady you when you need it. Now, take a moment to reflect on your own reasons for being grateful in this moment. Just call them to mind and let that feeling of gratitude fill your heart. There is so much to feel grateful for in this moment. And as gratitude fills our hearts and minds, allow it to uplift your spirit. And now, as we come to the end of this meditation, notice the feeling of your body and breathe in this place. Rest quietly for several minutes, noticing how you feel throughout your body, your emotions and thoughts compared with before you started. No judging, simply noticing. Just letting them be. And when you're ready, gently stretch your hands and your feet, arms and legs. If you choose to stand, do so slowly. And with practice, you can find yourself feeling grateful easily, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. You may even choose to keep a journal, noting 3 to 5 things each day for which you feel particularly grateful. You can draw on the strength of this gratitude whenever you wish. Thank you for practicing this guided heart-centered meditation with me today.